Warring factions have been battling for control of Somalia since 1991, when its president was overthrown. For the last 8 months, Somalis have been trying to build a functioning government. Shia Michelle Levitt has been attending the latest round of Somali peace talks in Nairobi, Kenya.
The peace talks are being held on the campus of a technical college on Nairobi's outskirts. Wild vervet monkeys and warthogs roam the campus. At almost any time, you can find delegates drinking Somali tea and chewing on a green leafy narcotic called khat. Nearly 400 official delegates, with the help of mediators, are aiming to create a new constitution and a transitional government and pave the way for presidential elections. Behavior has been civil on the whole, though meetings occasionally degenerate into shouting matches.
I'm warning you. I'm telling you the truth.
Nonetheless, many participants believe this round is more promising than past talks. One of these people is Fatuma Abdullahi Muhammad, a former Somali diplomat to the United Nations, who now serves on a conflict resolution committee at the talks.
Everybody's here. The factions are here. The civil society is here, including women. And the international community is here, interested. And so this is really different than the one before.
The self-declared Republic of Somaliland, the northwestern region, is not here. But delegates from other breakaway regions and nearly 24 opposing factions are here. Kenyan diplomat Bethwell Kiplagat is the chief mediator of the talks, sponsored by a regional body, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development. At a news conference to announce the extension of the talks, Kiplagat was optimistic.
The process is on. The process has not failed. We are continuing. There is no breakdown. Nobody is walking out. We are consulting. And we are sure, and we need all the support of people of goodwill, all the support, all your prayers during this very critical stage we have reached.
In 2000, Somalis did form a transitional government at peace talks held in Djibouti. But the leadership never managed to extend its control over all of the capital, Mogadishu, much less the rest of the country. Some participants are not convinced that any outcome here can end the fighting. Mohamed Kanyare Afra is a leader of one of the three main factions and a key player in the talks. He represents an alliance of factions called the G8.
We talked, and talking is not bringing any fruit. What we want is the action. We have a lot of good words and blessing, but that doesn't work. It needs action.
Kanyare and others at the conference say the international community's support is needed if Somalia is ever to knit itself back together again. But international experience in Somalia in the last decade has left a bitter taste. U.S. troops were sent in 1992 to restore order and safeguard relief supplies, but they pulled out a year later after fierce fighting left 18 American special forces and countless more Somalis dead. A U.N. peacekeeping mission finished disastrously and pulled out in 1995. Nonetheless, the European Union's senior political advisor for Somalia, Walid Musa, says mounting concern about terrorism gaining a foothold in the region has led to increased attention.
The whole of the East African sub-region is concerned about the terrorist threat. The association of Somalia in this is built on the premise that there isn't law and order in the enforced sense like any other state, where you could actually clearly use the state machinery of security to stamp out any threat of terrorism.
A group of women is singing a traditional Somali song outside the conference hall. The lyrics mean, together, we can build a home. Kenyan mediator Kiplagat says Somali leaders have made substantial progress on several key controversies, and he is optimistic that they'll be able to form a new government by early July. For NPR News, I'm Shia Michelle Levitt in Nairobi.